during the month of November for the NAPWHA Pomo. We're just having a kind of a casual discussion amongst ourselves. So this is day four. Start out with an icebreaker question, really. What does it mean to be creative, and how do you embrace that identity? Any thoughts on that?
Don't everybody answer once.
Right.
I'll go. I have a business, so I'm not, I think most people or 99% of the people in this group are artists and writers, and I'm not. So I embrace my creativity and different thinking as far as, business ideas and how to something new and engaging. That's kind of what I do. So it's probably a little different than the group.
Is that something that's developed over time for you?
Yeah, it's the more you're in this world and you see what's going on, and you for me it's like, oh, what about what, it's like it's all about what niche needs to be filled, and so that's kind of how I get my business creativity and how to reach people.
Anyone else have a thought on that? What did it mean to be creative, and how do you embrace it, the identity of a creative?
How about you, Rachel? Got some thoughts on that?
No thoughts, sorry.
I think a lot of the time it's about expressing yourself in unique ways that are not as common. And that doesn't necessarily mean using a medium that's not as common, but even in business writing, how you choose to string your words together is a little bit of creativity is involved in writing and drawing and even decorating your house and how you arrange things.
Right, making a space for creativity. What are some ways to boost creativity?
I think maybe Bobby has underestimated her own creativity. She's created a business. She's taken that business and she's put it on a platform that not everybody is using. That's some creativity in itself.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I always think of creativity more as a very traditionally narrowly defined act of, like playing instruments or theater or that kind of thing. So I appreciate that. I have to broaden my horizons.
Well, if you think about it, like, oh, while music, I played music for a long time. And yes, there's some creativity and expression, but a lot of it is like memorization and practice and repetition as well. So there's a lot of things I think we see as creativity that are not necessarily as out of the box as we think they are. Like writing music involves obviously a lot more creativity and inspiration and stuff, but just playing music in and of itself, while yes, there is expressiveness and emoting within it. It's also memorizing and reciting over and over again.
Right. And
That's true.
Bobby, you've tried different mediums, being not, it's not just paint as a medium, and color markers, pencils, but
Yeah.
GoBrunch, different platforms, Zoom,
Pro
and
Brunch, Canva, which
and
I
you have
actually really
tried
like.
Canva.
Yeah.
Now, your platform now is on, I forget the name of it, it's not GoBrunch.
No, it because at this point in time, the GoBrunch just didn't have what I needed for my platform, so it's on Mighty Networks.
You
But
needed
I
that
view
membership
what?
set. I'm assuming you needed that membership set up that they've got coming.
Yeah, all the technology, it was one or two clicks where GoBrunch you had to, at this point in time, because I'm hoping I can get back to it, quite frankly. There were a lot of plugins, and when I had created something on GoBrunch, and then when I demonstrated it, it was so slow. And I was like, oh gosh, this just isn't going to work at this point. So that's when I switched over to Mighty Networks. So everything is fast, and yeah, and I'm doing their Path to Pro, so I get a lot of support. Quite frankly, Richard was fantastic at, and his team was fantastic
They are.
at. Yeah, I can't really beat that. But yeah, so with Mighty Networks, it's different than GoBrunch, but I'm happy with it at this point.
What was slow, Bobby?
I just needed, there were what I wanted to do. I wanted to do events. Some of them would be, if you were not a member, they'd be paid. If you were a member, it'd be free. Like there was just
Got you.
stuff, like a lot of complications. Like you could join for free, but you could always upgrade at any time. And all that is built into Mighty Networks.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be coming in the membership thing. From what I understand, they were hoping to have it by the end of the year, but it sounds like it's going to be in the new year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the list, and I would love to be able to integrate it. That's for sure. Because it's new and keeps you engaged.
And we're talking about Go Brunch. I don't want to say it's a Zoom alternative because it's kind of not, but it's like Zoom as in that it's a platform for having conference calls where you can put a customized background on there. You can put your living room folder on there and sit in the armchairs in your living room and a lot more besides. And there's a lot of upgrades coming out with that. One of the developers, Richard, super nice guy, and he listens and takes part in open calls about it. He's always developing the platform. I know that Shadows, you and Keith were talking about that, I think, when I first heard of it.
I go as far as to say that it's a Zoom alternative where you can build your own world to create the environment. And Richard's the founder of it.
Oh, Richard is the founder. I didn't know if he was like CTO or CEO or
no, that. He's the founder.
Yeah. Really nice. Accessible. Really, yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Smart as all get out.
I couldn't believe that you could, you know, do your own kind of background on there, build a world. I like what Richard talked about telling a story. And I could see that, Bobby, with you as well, with the, you know, the real estate type stuff. One of Richard's conferences, he talked, you know, you could meet in the front yard and say, this is your yard, look at the landscaping, let's go in and look at the hallway. All right, let's go visit the kitchen. And you can kind of take people from room to room and tell a story on your way. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing platform, but it doesn't fit yet for a full-blown membership setup.
Yeah, being the key word, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. That is the key word, because when it gets there, I'll be there.
But, you know, you could do some events over there where it introduces the community you're building to Go Brunch for when you do go to integrate.
That's true. I can do that.
Yeah, maybe some of the less formal things, use it as a kind of a showroom. Yeah, I like that.
I think one of the things I love about Go Brunch, and, you know, just we'll circle back to creativity, is in fact the creativity.
Yeah.
You know, basically, if you can put it in an iframe, you can embed it in one of those rooms. So it's not just the picture in your background. It's bringing the room to life in so many ways. Artemis has done some amazing stuff over there, as far as I'm concerned.
Beautiful.
Well, something else that she's done, Bobby, is she's developed a private room. And what she has embedded in there is everything she needs that if she's away from home, she can pick up her tablet, log into her Go Brunch room. And there's things like her calendar embedded, reference material embedded, you know, Notion pages embedded. It's really was amazing to go in and have a look at it.
Nice.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. What a use case.
Yeah.
And it goes the other way as well, right? You can embed Go Brunch in an iframe on a website if you so decided.
You can, and Artemis tried that, but it's a little quirky, and Richard will tell you it's a little quirky.
Okay.
So the other way to do it is to use the domain and have the domain point to your space.
That's what I did with Support Journey that I'm going to be rolling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Is it platform specific as far as the quirk's concerned, or just like at the moment it's just the way that, because it might not always be iframe, right? It might go to a different embed as it goes along.
I think right now they're using iframe, so I'd be surprised to see them switch to anything else.
Right, okay.
And you really don't like in a room the elements in a room to be any more than 3 megabytes. The iframe doesn't actually count as adding to the size of the room. So that
I know.
That lets you do a whole lot more things without overloading your room.
Right. It does. It really does. I noticed that as well when I first made my room. I didn't realize about the size of the background image will affect the loading. And I think it was you that told me that, because I was like, this is slow and everyone else is not. And I think it was you that told me, yeah, try and keep it to about 180 kilobytes, right?
There are some rooms I go into I find are slow loading. And I suspect it's the busyness of the room. Come Right In is one. It tends to be on the slow side loading. But when you get in there and you start poking around, she's got a lot in there.
Yeah, yeah. And it never ceases to amaze me what you can actually do. The boundary is the envelope's always being pushed and someone's always finding a new way. And there's a great Chrome plugin that I forget the gentleman's name that did that, the Go Brunch plugin.
Claudio.
Claudio, that's right. Yeah, that's just amazing for replicating duplicating rooms. Yeah.
So he's put together a group called the Brunch Hackers. And what he is doing is he's teaching them some of the hacks he's figured out on Go Brunch. And one of the things when you were talking about Bobby being able to do like a demo where it's a like a walkthrough of a house.
Yeah.
Instead of putting the rooms in separate rooms, he's got a setup where you could actually have those images right within a single room and have triggers embedded that will change the background image to what you want to talk about.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much is he charging for that cohort?
I'm not sure how much he's charging. The first one obviously was cheaper because it's kind of an experimental beta thing. He's not accepting any more people into it until January.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, well, I'd like to give it a try if I can swing it, but I may have to wait.
Yeah. And that whole being able to go into the code when you're in the edit changes a persistent, that just blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah. I think over time, Richard and his team will incorporate some of those hacks. One of them that is coming in is, you know, the doorbell that's been set up in some of the rooms that is a hack that Claudio set up. They're actually setting that up that it'll be embedded as a browser notification.
I saw that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And being able to, you know, move a broadcast to the different rooms was good as well. And if you're a co-host, you can broadcast as well. You could have a conversation back and forth. So, I mean, if you ever have more than 600 people in a room, if that's not enough for you, you could have a second room and broadcast, simulcast to, yeah.
Yeah. He's well, putting a lot of thought into the platform.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he is so open. It's just such a two-way street with Richard. With ideas, he'll take them on board, and you know, if he can do them, he'll do them. If he can't, he can't. And yeah. Well, that's taken us to the bottom of the hour. That's pretty cool. I think. How do we guys think we did, guys and girls?
Excellent. This has been excellent. I'm not camera ready today, but that's life.
No, we're just using the audio anyway, not camera.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. You're safe.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know that.
Yeah, don't want me on camera. I'd break it.